Hey, this is Carla Harper with your Worthy Thought of the Day. In 2 Timothy 1:7, Paul tells us, God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power and love and self-control. Power, love, and self-control are like key ingredients in a cake. You must have a measure of all three, or the cake will not come out as intended. Being timid, afraid, or wimpy usually comes from not understanding how the three gifts of power, love, and self-control are to be managed. Power without love or self-control is destructive. Love without power or self-control leads to mistreatment. Self-control without power and love is meaningless. What often happens is we have more of one ingredient than the other. The result is people who dominate or even bully others to get their needs met, people who are overly submissive and passive, or people who are obsessive about controlling details in their own lives and others. If you have not learned the importance of embracing the power, love, and self-control God intends for your life, your effectiveness will be limited. To be powerful means to speak the truth. To be loving means to put yourself in their shoes. Don't judge. To have self-control means to wait for the right time to speak or act. Thanks for listening. I'm Carla Harper.
Plain-spoken, biblical-based daily devotions are available in The Worthy Girl's Guide to Life by Carla G. Harper, a 365 daily read covering issues and questions that every woman faces from the teen years to late adulthood. Copies are found anywhere books are sold or at carlagharper.com. Phone 336-596-7514. That's 336-596-7514.